coronavirus is spreading inside Alabama's prisons. So far, one prisoner has died and at least a dozen other inmates and guards have tested positive for the virus. Inmates and staff say they fear the situation could get much worse. Alabama Public Radio is part of a joint COVID-19 unit. We've teamed up with WVUA 23 TV and UA's Center for Public Television. As part of that effort, APR's Bailey Majors looks at what's needed from state lawmakers to make early release and alternative detention happen to help stop the spread of infection.
They're going in like most local officials or local governments. They're going in and testing them for fevers and symptoms. If they have symptoms, then they're putting them in isolation.
Alabama Republican Senator Kim Ward has been touting the new rules and regulations the state's jail and prison systems have implemented to keep coronavirus from spreading inside detention centers.
They're able to access their 60 days of reserve cleaning material and other stuff to make sure they're constantly cleaning and sterilizing what's going on inside the prisons.
But prison advocates say temperature checks and cleaning will only go so far. Jenny Carroll is a professor of law at the University of Alabama.
When you're in a dense population that's unable to social distance, is unable to practice best sanitation techniques like a jail or prison, the probability that the infection rate is going to be high is not surprising.
Professor Carroll is working with a University of Alabama colleague and a group of students to try and get inmates released during the coronavirus pandemic. They're all asking Governor Kay Ivey to consider alternative detention and early release for nonviolent inmates. That list also includes elderly prisoners who are vulnerable to COVID-19, but that's something Senator Ward says is impossible to do.
You would have to change the law, and she doesn't even have the ability to pardon or parole anyone out of prisons anymore. That was removed in the late 1990s. You have to change a law, and without us being in session, you can't do that.
Carroll acknowledges what she's asking Governor Ivey to do is unprecedented, but so is the coronavirus outbreak.
So I think that when Kim Ward says, Ivey doesn't have the power to do this, he's right. Under normal circumstances, we wouldn't expect the governor to make these types of decisions, but we're not under normal circumstances.
Professor Carroll helped write a letter to Governor Kay Ivey and other state leaders laying out a plan on how to make it all work. The proposal includes early release and alternative detention.
There's actually a pretty clear pathway under which a governor can use statutory and emergency powers to remove inmates from prison in order to place them in safe locations and in order to prevent the spread of an epidemic.
Carroll points to part of the Alabama Code which states, quote, convicts can be removed to a safe place within the state during any epidemic and infectious or contagious disease to ensure the safekeeping of the convicts. The professor says Governor Ivey could put inmates on home arrest with electronic monitoring or place them in other facilities that are currently vacant due to the coronavirus outbreak.
There's different pathways under our law that allows them to take actions in emergency situations.
Carroll is also calling on police and sheriffs to consider releasing defendants on bond to prevent new inmates from entering the jail. She says law enforcement could also consider 90-day review periods authorized by law to ask judges to revisit bond conditions for defendants in custody.
It's not the expectation of the Alabama system that, if the true emergency arises, that we just have to follow the business as usual policies in terms of how decisions are made about release or detention.
But Senator Ward says there are other options for inmates to be released, especially those dealing with major medical problems.
Well, we do have a provision in place on medical necessary conditions that you can apply to get released. But again, if you want to go beyond that, the legislature has to meet to be able to pass a law to do that, and we can't meet. So there's no way to keep that done.
Ward says it's ultimately up to Governor Ivey to call the shots on how to handle detention centers during the coronavirus outbreak, but he says he thinks a special session is bound to happen soon.
You're looking at a crisis that none of us have faced before, so yeah, I think we'll come back. I think the question is going to be what we come back on is going to be up to her. But yeah, I think we'll have to come back in special sessions.
Bailey Majors, APR News in Tuscaloosa.